I can tell them, you know, you should get help. Like you're in a crisis right now and you need to get some assistance. You need to get some help. I'm here to listen, but you also should talk to someone a little further. That can be problematic. Depending on where they are, like I said, the majority of them are back home. Back home for us means a lot of Southwest Texas and these really underserved communities where that's not an option. You know, you can't just look in the phone book, you know, and just kind of call up a therapist to be seen. First of all, if you do have insurance and you do have that that accessibility to do that, getting in to see a therapist can take months. A lot of them don't even have openings to see you. It takes months to get in. The majority of these folks, of these students, don't come from families that are insured or that have insurance. So now they're on their own. Yes, there are campus resources. Those are also limited, right? But it also takes, there's kind of another level there because you're going to have to take yourself out of your dorm, out of your apartment, you know, put yourself in a very vulnerable situation with someone you don't know on campus. You don't know kind of how private this conversation is, even though it is private and you know that there's some privacy there. Kind of don't really know, do you really want the university know that you're struggling? So there's that there. But yeah, accessibility is a huge issue. You know, an opening starting session is in the hundreds. When you've got these kids studying and working just to put themselves through school, $100 to $200 for one session that you know is not going to get you the answers you need or get you that relief you need. It's going to take several sessions. You're just already forecasting that in your head. You know, even if I can afford this one session, how am I going to afford to do this every week? You know, how am I going to afford to do this every 2 weeks? There's just no way. Those wheels are turning already. These are very intelligent students. They're in this position. You know, they're at UT for a reason. They're highly intelligent, very skilled. They already have forecasted this. They already know. Like, nope, this is not it. Having said that, these kids also come from very resilient backgrounds. They have been in survival mode for a long time, right? You've been surviving. If you come from poverty, if you come from low resource areas, you are on survival mode. Survival mode doesn't always include asking for help or even acknowledging that you can get help or acknowledging that you can ask for help. So this is just another addition to their survival mode. And you're there on survival mode. One day this is just going to come crashing down.